But before we start the sugya, I just wanted to speak out a dot, and that is that it's kedai to mention right at the onset, the Rambam, in the end of Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, says that although there are psukim in the Torah that discuss these nations that are also loved by Kal Hashem, and sugyas Hashas primarily in Perek Oral, but in Sechtes Kedushin and Saitets and other areas as well, says the Rambam, this is all not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa today, this halacha doesn't apply. I'll read to you the Rambam inside. Kesha'olah Sancheirev Melech Ashur, when Sancheirev, who was the king of Ashur, of the ancient kingdom Assyria, he came to Eretz Yisrael, Bilbo Kala Umais. He was Mavalva the Umais. He mixed the Umais up. The Irvam Zebezeh, the Higlois and Mkaimam. So he took people that were living in Iraq and he moved them to Iran. And people living in Iran, he moved them to Ethiopia. He was Mavalva the Umais. And it's for that reason, says the Rambam, the Elu HaMitzrim Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim. So for example, the people that are living in Mitzrayim today, Anoshim Acherim, they're not the original Mitzrayim. V'chein ha'edoimim shebistei edoim. V'hoyo v'nis arbu arba umayso asurois b'cholu umayso el Moshe mutarin. And ayoyis the four nations, amoy moyev edoim Mitzrayim, who the Torah says are also love of B'kal Hashem. We're now mixed up with all the other nations that are mutar love of B'kal Hashem. It's for that reason that hutar akol, now everybody's going to be mutar, based on the principle, shekol apirish mehem lehiskayer, because any guy today that wants to be megayer, although there's a possibility that maybe he's from one of those four nations, but there's a rule called the parish, meruba parish, and the rule is called the parish, meruba parish. It's for that reason, says the Rambam, they're going to be mutter. The Rambam says that halacha l'maisa today it doesn't apply anymore, based on the idea of bas and cheriv ubilbo esa umais. The Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Melachim, Perikei Halacha Dalet. There the Rambam's discussing the mitzvahs I say that the Yidden had when they entered Eretz Yisrael to destroy any descendant of the seven nations, the Knanim, that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. There was an assay of Hacharim Tacharime, mitzvahs assay, and there was also a Lois assay not to kill them or to not allow them to live. The Torah says, Lois Achayit Kol Neshama, says the Rambam, mitzvahs assay Lahachrim Shiva Amin Shenema Hachrim Tachrimim. V'chol Shabal Yodhi Echad Mihemali Hargoi Hareze Oiva Lois assay Shenemar Lois Achayit Kol Neshama. Adds the Rambam, V'kfar Ovdu V'ovad Zichram. Says the Rambam, today it doesn't apply, because today they're anyways not Megea. Says the Radvaz, what does the Rambam mean? U'mashe Kosav V'kfar Ovad Zichram L'fisha Bosan Cheriv U'bilbel Esa Oilam Ayin Rambam Hilchus Yisurib. So based on the same idea that today we don't know who anyone is, so just like we don't know who Amon Umayyav and Edom and Mitzrayim is, so too says the Rambam, we don't know today who the Shiva Amim are. And being that we don't know who the Knanim are, who's Chivi, who's Girgashi, who's Chiti, we don't know these people. So it's for that reason the halach of Lezachai Kol Neshama doesn't apply, because Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish, you're going to have to leave these people alive. But just one very geshmaka thing, that is the next Rambam, halacha hey. The Chain says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh, la'abed zecher amolek, shenemar, timcha es zecher amolek. They say over Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Briska asked that how come the Rambam over here, when he brings the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, he doesn't add what he added to the end of the previous halacha, halacha dalid, regarding l'sachai kol neshama, and that is v'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Meaning, just like the Rambam says, we don't know today who the Shiva Salamim are, and we don't know who Amin Umayyav Edom Mitzrayim is, and for that reason, all those halachas don't apply. The Rambam should have said that the mitzvah Limchois as Zecher Amalek shouldn't apply either, simply because we don't know who Amalek is either. Azayit Reb Chaim gefragt. Reb Chaim said, Gewaldig. He said that the Torah says by Amalek, Timcha es Zecher Amalek. So what does Zecher Amalek mean? So Reb Chaim says, Zecher Amalek means the Hashkofa of Amalek. It means the Sheet of Amalek. The Melchoma Keneged Amalek is not a Melchoma Keneged, the physical existence of Amalek, but it's a Melchoma against the Sheet, the Hashkofa, what exactly it is that Amalek stands for. So Reb Chaim said that if 2,000 years after we don't know who Amalek is, there would be a group of people who would profess what it is that Amalek stood for. V'lo yorei Elikim, Asher Karcha Baderech, Chazal say they used to be chaytech the brismilas v'zarkum klapim milo, the kfira that Amalek represented. If it exists today, there's a mitzvah to wipe out that zecher, whether the person you're killing or the mechama of the nation that you're fighting against are Amalekim or otherwise. So it's dafka regarding the Shivasa Umois, and it's dafka regarding Amin Moyev and the Mitzrayim, where there it's totally in the nation itself. So the Rambam says, Basan Kher Vibulas Umois, we don't know who they are. So that wouldn't be Nogeb as Manazeh. But Amalek, the Muhammad, was never Kineged the Amalekim. It was Timcha Zecher Amalek. Zecher Amalek, Reb Chaim says, exists in the world today. And being that it exists today, whether they're Amalekim or not, the mitzvah to go Kineged Zecher Amalek is something that would apply as Manazeh. So just a little akdoma, and that is, again, that these halachis are not Nogeb as Manazeh, based on the fact that Basan Kherib Ubibullah. So Umay is stating that. If we have some time, we'll speak out a nice tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Shailas Yaivitz, which maybe suggests a little bit differently. Great. Good.